Commissioner Hardeman, if you could lead us in the invocation.
Commissioner Gonzalez is here.
Father, bless all of our endeavors, especially today's meeting. Guide us in our discussion. Enlighten our minds in every decision that we make. Give us your grace that we may effectively do our part as public servants. Amen.
It's the flag and join us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right. 20,000 people call. Thank you. Okay. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we have, Madam Attorney, we have one speaker card, correct? When we open up the reasonable opportunity to be heard. Right? This is all we have,
yes.
Right?
Okay. I don't have the cards, but if you have one.
I have one. Okay. Okay, so we are going to now open up the reasonable opportunity for the public to be heard. I will call up the one card that I have, which is Ms. Susan Curry. If you can come on up and give us your name and address and your opinion in a short, succinct, and concise manner within a two-minute time period.
Good afternoon. Susan Corey at 11274 Southwest 64 Lane, Miami. I'm here with regarding to 3D. I feel that this is a matter that is a year too late, but I'm hoping that you all would look at it and move forward with it, because the problem that occurred in the former director has never been addressed by this board nor by the administration. So this may be something that can bring up some changes and help some people at the same time. So I hope you are in favor for it, and at least specifically for the law enforcement community. Thank you. Short and sweet.
Thank you, Ms. Corey. Is there anybody else that would like to speak at this time? Coming up, give us your name and address for the record and your opinion in a short, succinct, and concise manner. All right. Let the record reflect no one else has chosen to come up and speak at this time, so we will close the public opportunity to be heard. And now we'll go to the county attorney's office. Are there any changes to the printed agenda?
No, Mr. Chair. Item 3E, which is reflected in the chairman's changes memo, has been added to the official printed agenda. A motion to set the agenda is in order.
Okay. Is there a motion to set the agenda?
So moved
by Commissioner Higgins. Is there a second? Seconded by Commissioner Hardeman. All in favor say aye. Aye. All right. Let the record reflect it's unanimous. Does anybody want to bifurcate any of the action items? Because if not.
No, I just have my usual question on these contracts. They're fine with the switch to the constitutional officers, right? We have that 5-year time period that we're allowed to do longer contracts.
We also have assignment clauses that allow us to assign the contract, okay, all responsibilities to the officers upon the transition as well.
Okay, thank you. That was.
Okay. Is any other questions, comments, or queries? Okay, if not, then.
Would you like me to move the agenda, Mr. Chair?
Absolutely.
I'll second that.
Agenda's moved by Commissioner Higgins, seconded by Commissioner Gonzalez. All in favor say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Any nays? One last thing, I believe, Madam Attorney, that 3D and 3E.
Yes, the administration has asked for those to be advanced to the July 16th BCC meeting.
Okay, could we do it by consensus or do we need a vote?
You don't need to vote.
A vote?
You don't.
Okay, just by consensus. Any objection? If not, then let their record reflect. We'll advance it to the next BCC meeting. So
I just ask a question. Do we want to advance all of the things? They seem pretty innocuous. Otherwise, we have to remember them in September. I don't want to say that I lose all memory between
now and September.
I don't know. They seem pretty.
I don't have a problem with it. Does anybody have an objection?
I think it's a good idea.
I think it's pretty straightforward, and these are not, in my opinion, controversial items. It allows us to accelerate procurement rather than slow it down. So if, as long as you all are in agreement.
Always a good thing.
And the chair can always tell us no if he doesn't like
it. No, I'm fine with it. I think it's fine. I agree with anything that accelerates procurement, you know, since we're trying to do work at the speed of business. If there's no objection, then the consensus is that we will move all the items. We'll wave them all through to the next meeting. Okay. If there's not anything else, then motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn, second.
Motion to adjourn, the second. All in favor say aye. Aye. Thank you.